Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya, we're going to be learning today Si'ifim Dalid and He in Shin Yud Ches. Dalid we already spent quite a bit of time on. There are parts in Dalid that we're still going to come back to, and that is Gemara Melachon Bishul, we didn't touch on at all. That we're going to leave for later on. I'd like to make a couple more points about the Talich of Bishul, the process of Bishul that we began speaking about in terms of the Rambam and the Rosh, Machal Ben Rusai, and Mevushal Kol Tzarko, and add in the Shitas Ramah, quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, and analyze that a little, and then we're ready to discuss the very important Sugya of Kalei HaBishul. So that will be most of it today. First of all, because there is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether the threshold of Bishul is Machal Ben Rusai, where the threshold is Mevushal Kol Tzarko, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Zayin says the nearer the b'dieved ain lesser atavshil. In other words, if someone cooks from Machal Ben Rusai until Mevushal Kol Tzarko, so you could rely on those Rishonim who hold that going from Machal Ben Rusai to Mevushal Kol Tzarko is going to be mutter, and therefore there's no problem of Maisa Shabbos. It's just not Kalaposkin. So. I just remember that Bible pointed out to me that this seems to be a raya that the definition of Maaser Shabbos and what qualifies as a shita that is not that one could rely on as a shita that one follows, that we see it goes back to Rishon. If you remember, we had discussed the Arka Shabbos that had the question of somebody who opens a bottle. One person holds that it's mutter to open a bottle, one person holds that it's aser to open a bottle. So the Chevra asked very well in the Arkos Shabbos. They said, there are two valid shitas out there. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says like this, and Rav Yashar says like this. There are two valid shitas. And so the Chura, that's a very strong kasha, because Mishnah Berurah over here says that we not only say that in regards to Machlokas that's contemporary, even if Machlokas that already we're Machriya, how many Jews are Makel from going from Machal Ben Rusai to Mevushal Kol Tzarko? I haven't met a Jew that's Makel going from Machal Ben Rusai to Mevushal Kol Tzarko yet. So we leave off with a Tzarafion on Maaser Shabbos. I meant to just to show you that B'dieved, one could be Makel. Interestingly, Rav Nevenzahl has a nice Ha'ara over here, a little bit of a Geshmak of Ha'ara, and he points out that one could bring a Raya in Hilchos Bishul Akum to this idea. In other words, when it comes to Bishul Akum, we paskin that once something's already been cooked, Machal Ben Rusai, so then in such a case, the goy, if the Jew cooks it until Machal Ben Rusai, even the more stringent opinions, when we learn Yardea, you'll see what I'm referring to when I say stringent opinions, but even the more stringent opinions will hold that doesn't qualify as Bishul Akum. So he points out, it's not just that it's a Deya that we don't follow the Shita of those Rishonim who say that's only up until Machal Ben Rusai. We even follow the halacha when it comes to Bishul Akum. So that's a nice hosafa. Okay. The Ramah comes along, and the Ramah mentions a Shita that we didn't discuss at all. Let's see the background behind the Ramah's very pithy comment, but a very fascinating one. The guys asked me a lot about defining this, and I was asking around a little, and if you have more Mar Makomos, please help me out. In regards to Mitzdanik Viralo, Mitzdanik Viyafalo. But we have a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. And Rabbeinu Yerucham says that when it comes to the Isser of Bishul Kol Tzarko, that's only went up until the stage of Mitzdanik Viyafalo. But it reaches Mitzdanik Viralo, so then in such a case, it's not going to be subject to Bishul. This Beis Yosef is a Dibar Maskel of Hadar Mina, Chen Kasser Ben Ruchem, Ki Kol Darvish and Mitzdanik Filim Belusha Kol Tzarko Yesh Bo Rotev, O Mitzdanik V'Yafalo Yesh Bo Mishon Bishul. Fil Chay Manich and also Kol Kach Samach L'Medura. So the Beis Yosef points out that we see from the Rabbeinu Yerucham that the only time there's a Chashash of Bishul is when it's Mitzdanik V'Yafalo. We never translated the words that I can recall, Mitzdanik V'Yafalo, so make sure we translate them. Mitzdanik means to tighten, to shrivel. V'yafalo means that it gets better. Raisins are called simukim. They're grapes that have become, that are shriveled. So that's what the root of mitzvah kviyafalo is that it shrivels, but it's still better. So you could have, think of yourself about, there are different tastes that appeal to people of meat. So sometimes when you heat up the meat might even shrivel a little, but will taste better. Somebody likes some wheat meat very, very well done. So that would qualify as mitzvah kviyafalo. On the other hand, if you leave the hot dogs on for a very, very long time, they shrivel out. There are not many people that like that. So that would be mitzvah, something along the lines of mitzvah kviyafalo. The guys were asking me, are there clear definitions of mitzvah kviyafalo besides kviyafalo? I'm not aware of them. We don't have it in the Mishnah Berurah that I'm aware of. But that's the basic idea, mitzvah kviyafalo versus mitzvah kviyafalo. So the Inui Rokum says that Bishul, once it reaches mitzvah kviyafalo, it's not going to be subject to the Yisr of Bishul, and the Ramah quotes it. Yesham dafna mitzvah kviyafalo. Once it's mitzvah kviyafalo, so then it's Asr, but anything less than that doesn't apply. Oh, how do you define it? What happens if I like it one way, I like my meat one way, and you like it your meat another way? So Rav Nevinzal says as follows: Osa Michael Yofel Dino Lishnas Mi Bias to Bias. It depends on person to person and home to home, and a bonus for someone who could figure out how he brings a raya from the Gemara Shamas Lamed Zayin Amid Al. But he has a raya from the Gemara that it does adjust from person to person. We saw in some cases, like in Muktzah, there are instances. And was, I'm sorry, we saw 4 years ago, by the way, that it adjusts for people, and also I'm doing the shul. That's So by muktzah, it does at times depend on the general populace, at times it depends on the individual. When it comes to bishul, here Rav Nevinzal says that it depends on the person. So for you, it would be mitzvah kviyafalo, it would be asur according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. If you would be ralos, then it would be mutter. The Bach has a very strong kasha on the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Bach and Dibra Maskel Inyan Halacha writes as follows: V'tema, the Inyan Mivasha Shuav Malacha V'chayev Katas Mali mitzvah kviyafalo Mali mitzvah kviyafalo. The Bach asks, I would have added to the Bach's kasha, and I would have said every single time you find in Shas mitzvah kviyafalo, mitzvah kviyafalo, we're talking about the chashash of hachzara. We're talking about someone who's putting the food back onto the fire. He says we only see it when it comes to the chashash of shemi yichatze begachalim. He says it makes sense that when it comes to the concern that someone's going to stoke the coals, he's no longer going to stoke the coals. It's mitzvah kviyafalo. But why would it make a difference mitzvah kviyafalo, mitzvah kviyafalo? We're talking about the chashash of stoking of bishul. For bishul, it's if you're continuing to cook it, so then who cares if it's mitzvah kviyafalo? That's the premise of the Bach's kasha. L'inyan av mivashel chayv katos pshita daf kviyafalo chayv. And he says the Rabbeinu Yerucham must have only said this in regards to the Isur d'Rabbanan shemi chatu v'chalim. You have to reread Rabbeinu Yerucham. That's his argument. So Rabosa, I wanted to suggest two pieces of lamdos to give a svara Rabbeinu Yerucham. This is the Hagdol Torah Ladir. I'd be interested to what you have to say about this pshat. The Hagdol Torah Ladir, maybe we could suggest that the pshat in Rabbeinu Yerucham is that Rabbeinu Yerucham fits into the lamdosh construct that we created up until now. We saw that the shita of both the Rambam and the Rush is that Bishul is a din in the Chafetza. The Rush holds that Bishul is a din in the Chafetza, you create a Chafetza of Bishul by Nachum and Yusai. We saw that the shita of Rambam is that Bishul is up until Mavushel called Sarko. I'm not going to review the lumbus that we said last time, but we'll just use those point markers because that's all we need for right now. So that was the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. We saw that both the Rambam and the Rush also agreed that there is bishul in the Gavra. In other words, according to the Rambam, up until Michael ben Rusai, it's only when the Gavra would eat it, one would be chayav. In other words, if you cook part of it, one side, Michael ben Rusai wouldn't eat it, so then you're not going to be chayav. And the Rush, it might be that once it's Michael ben Rusai, it's bishul in the Chefta, but if it cools down, there's a new bishul in the Gavra. That was what we saw. So maybe one could suggest that Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that it's bishul in the Gavra the whole way, me'atchala d'sof. The Hainu, that up until Michael ben Rusai, the Gavra would eat it, But once you reach Mavushal called Sarkol, it's Mitstamek Viralo, it's true that in the Chetzer you're still doing Bishal. Halachically it's Bishal. And for Reuven, your next door neighbor, it might be good for him. But for you, it's not good for you. So then in such a case, then it's not going to be a din of Bishal. So maybe that is Shitas Rei Yeruchim. And then we have many different Hadaros in the Maisa Bishal. We have within the Rambam, we have within the Rush. We're going to have a plethora of Shitas. We're already entering the Siyata Shemar of Rosenzweig territory. In other words, we have quite a few different possibilities. That makes sense with something so fundamental like this. Maybe that's the pshat. Rabbi Yosef Penner just added that according to that, then maybe we could answer also the Bach's question. The Bach's question was, we only see the concept of Mitzamek V'yafalo, Mitzamek V'ralo in regards to Shem Yichata B'gacholam. What does this have to do with Bishul? So the Bach made an assumption in his question. The Bach's assumption in his question was that Hachzor is Aser because of Shem Yichata B'gacholam. Of course, we've learned that there's another way of understanding. The other way of understanding of Hachzor is that's Mechzikim Mevashel. So if you hold that, if you would find that Rabbi Yerucham holds that the Chash of Hachzor is Mechzikim Mevashel, then it would actually be an added cherry on the top. And that is that the Iser Bishul is a din of the God. But once it's Mestamek V'ralo, so then in such a case it's going to be Mutter. And then the din of Hachzor would borrow those same rules, because Hachzor is just Mechzikim Mevashel. It's not the Chash that the other Rishon hold Mitzamek V'ralo is that Mitzamek V'ralo, now afraid it's going to be Chotel Chalom. But rather, it's Mitzamek V'ralo, it's not Bishul. Mitzamek V'ralo is not Bishul, and there's no din of Mechzikim Mevashel. So I combed the Rabbeinu Yerucham relatively quickly, and I saw Rabbeinu Yerucham never, from what I saw, Rabbeinu Yerucham didn't bring down whether Hachzor is Shem Yechatel Chalom or Mechzikim Mevashel. So it's still an open page, if somebody could bring a Hechreah, what Rabbeinu Yerucham's sheet is. But this might be a Bishmak alumnus. 15 minutes alumnus, we've already passed our allotted time, but I think it might be a nice hosaf. You had it already?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could also like make the svar the opposite way.
For sure you can make a svar in the opposite way. The question is whether it's right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
That if it's not Bishul anymore after it's reached Mestamek V'ralo,
right.
So maybe we're really worried, but you know, it's not Bishul Chavtza at all. We're worried about the Gafel. You're still doing a Maisa Bishul. Your activities are still the Isser activity, but the food has been cooked already. There's no Bishul after Bishul, and you already reached the level of Bishul.
So I hear what you're saying.
So you can say it the other way.
Right. So I am married to this pshat because of the fact that it works so well with the Gemara Menachos, about 2-3 sides by Matthew Ben Rusai, versus the whole thing. The whole thing is being a Bishul Nechetza. So if Mavushal called Sarko is Bishul Nechetza, then it would make sense that that's where I'm coming from. I think it, in the broader context, I think it makes more sense. Yes, Fred?
This might be along the same lines as Ellie, but why do you have to say that this din of Mestamek V'yafalo, Mestamek V'ralo, is whether it's Talion, if it's the din of the Gavra or Chetza?
Right.
It's just only called Bishul when you're improving the object through heat. You're not improving the object anymore. It's not like...
Right, so, but why is it that Ruba the Rishonim don't hold that way? What's the svar going to be for Ruba? In other words, Ruba the Rishonim hold that there's no difference between Mestamek V'ralo and Mestamek V'yafalo. Why? Because the answer is that as long as you're affecting the chayfetz, we don't care about the fact that it happens to be that it's a ra for that person. That's what Ruba the Rishonim hold. So I thought that Einachanami, Rabbeinu Rucham will accept that notion. And he will say that's what you're going to get stuck in the other Rishonim. What would you say according to the other Rishonim?
Meaning,
they don't find
that a criteria of Bishul. Meaning, it's not Talion who, like, if Bishul is Talion, if it's Talion in
right.
the object, it's not. The general definition is either changing the object or changing it for good, and it just depends on how specific we are in the definition of Bishul, the general. Without getting into...
Right, I find that a little bit vague and hard to pin down. In other words, what is that in Machlokas? The way I'm presenting it, we have very, very clear lines. The way you guys are saying it, it's a little bit, it's quite vague. That's the advantage of the Pshat. In other words, you could wake me up in the middle of the night and I could explain both Shitos really well that they can make sense. I'm not sure, in other words, the way you're presenting it, each one of them makes equal sense. That would be one of the goals in Lamdus, that each one of the shitas make equal sense.
Makes sense, just not be grounded in the Raya and Gemara Benachos.
Unless you say the opposite, right? You're saying the opposite.
I think what I'm saying makes a lot of sense.
Right. Or maybe you're different than Feigl then, right? Ein Hanami. Right. Yes. Yes, Ari.
To be somewhat unfocused, the Baf was also there, so Baal Mar writes his code between Mstana Biafo and Rava when it comes to Shihil coming from Ben Yusai.
Right.
It says Ein Mstana Biafo and Babel Mizu,
right?
From one to the next.
Right.
So it may be put on lines of Feigl that the Balmor and the Rain Yofram agree that if I don't like it, then it's not going to be Bishul. And the Bishul, Menfel Benji 7, the Bach is making the same point in both places against these Shitas.
In other words, the Bach is assuming once I don't like it, it can't be Bishul. And what it.
No, the Rain Yofram and Balmor would say that.
Right. I'm sorry. The Rain Yofram and Balmor are both saying that once I don't like it, can't be Bishul. And the Bach is saying.
How can you say that if I'm going from
Machaban
to the
Mishpat Sarkar? Right, so when it goes to Machaban, right. And it's Lechura, Machaban, Mishpat Sarkar totally are different things. But you're right, I would imagine you're right that it's not a coincidence that the Bach is being, that's a good point, that the Bach is being massive on both those cases. I think that you're right, that's probably not a coincidence. But, I throw it out to base medrash, and now it's time to move on. Yes?
Just Darach Haga. Are there any Rishonim that specifically say it's even by the stomach for Halo, or? Like, actively say that, or not?
No, because, I mean, the Beis Yosef, let's see the way the Beis Yosef presents it. Beis Yosef says that everybody's going to disagree because they don't make that Chiluk. That's how the Beis Yosef says it. Yeah, right. That's how, the Beis Yosef just presents it that if no one makes that chiluk, and then obviously that's
right,
that chiluk is not valid.
I think the Shavur says that the machaber holds in itself also later on.
There's
discussion to say that even the machaber priest is chiluk.
That's true.
Seems like it's more like a general that most people agree with.
Right, okay. But the Beis Yosef did not understand it that way. The Beis Yosef doesn't understand that. Okay, Rabosai, in regards to Kalei Abishal. So here we have a Mishnah and Gemara on Daf Membeis that's quoted by the Tur and Beis Yosef. Let's take a look. Mishnah Membeis Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Ha'ilfas v'hakdera she'evira mirosan lo yitem l'sofan tavlin. If you have a pan or a pot that's been removed from the fire, you shouldn't put inside spices. Avonosan hu l'toch ha'ka'aro l'toch ha'tamfoy. But you're allowed to put it into a bowl because a klisheni is not mevasha. Rabbi Yehuda amar l'kol nosan chutz midavar she'yesh bo chometz v'tzir. The Gemara then immediately comments. First, the Gemara has a shayla on Rabbi Yehuda's shita, since it's not very much relevant to Lamaisa, so we'll skip that. The Gemara, about 10 lines from the top, says, Savar of Yosef Lameimar, Melach Hareu Kitavlin. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef thought to say that salt is like spices. That Tanakama said that the Kli Rishon B'Shelo, the Kli Sheni Lo B'Shelo. Amalei Abaye, Tanim Rebbe Chia, Abaye calls Rebbe Chia is disagreeing. Melach Eino Kitavlin. Salt is not like spices. To be klisheni nami b'sheva, because it cooks also in a klisheni. Another salt cooks easily. Upliga de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman disagreed with that. Damar Rav Nachman tzricha milcha bishula kibisra de tura. That just like it's hard to cook ox's meat because it's very very tough, and you need to cook it a lot on the fire. So too to cook salt. Salt is tough, and it's difficult to cook. Then the Gemara quotes a different lashon. Some said no. Rav Yosef said the exact opposite. that melach is like tam. The klivishem shel klishay namlo b'shel. Amale abayi tam rabchia melach ena ketavla. The rabchia learned the klivishem namlo b'shel. The exact opposite. The melach doesn't cook easily at all. So there are different traditions in the Gemara whether salt cooks easily and therefore it'll cook even in a klisheni, or vice versa. Salt doesn't cook well at all. So those are the two shitas in the Gemara. Mirtza Hashem, on Thursday we'll discuss melach. But this sugya right here is enough of a springboard, without discussing how we paskin in regards to salt, is enough of a springboard to introduce Si'if Hei. And that what we see in Si'if Hei is that there is a stage in the Gemara where the Gemara is willing to defy the rule Kli Rishon Mevashel, Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. That we see that rule is not absolute. That the Gemara entertains the possibility that salt could be mevashel in a cliché. So, the term kalei abishel might be a term that's introduced by Rishonim or possibly Achronim, but at the end of the day, the concept already exists in the Gemara. Leaving aside how we paskin, we see that the Gemara says that there is a possibility that some foods will cook in a cliché, the particular example being salt. So therefore, we have a chumrah of the Yerei. The Torah quotes, "V'kaser Rabbi Elazar mitz, afagat shein bishul achar bishul davyom shedavish nefo nitzla, yesh po mishum bishul in bishul achar kach b'mashkin, v'aser litein pas afil tov klein lishem sheyatzal ezbo." Now, what makes the Urayim a little bit more mechudash is the Urayim also talks about something that's already been baked. He says, "Bread that's already been baked, the halacha is that one is not allowed to put it into even a klisheni." Because, A, yesh bishul achar afia, just because it's been baked, that doesn't mean a new change can't be affect it, because it is cooked. And B, is that it would, afilu l'tel klisheni, even a klisheni would also be mevashel. The Torah famously asks, v'tema, lama asur b'klisheni? In what way is it like klisheni? And the Torah answers, v'efshar d'midami le lemelach, become a gemar the chadishna shemavashal filu klisheni ve'ena nira laosra b'klisheni. So he says the gemara seems to say that it's like melach. Oh, excuse me. Rephrase that. The gemara says by melach that it can possibly cook in klisheni. So maybe the Urayim is assuming that it's just like salt. So the Beis Yosef points out that really, the Torah gave a teretz, and then he, about why Urayim is bucking the rule of klisheni mevashel, and then he just says, stan, ve'ein nira l'osra b'klisheni. I don't think that you should answer in a klisheni. But why? What it cooks more easily? Bread in piping hot water or salt? L'chura, it's a good point, that bread is so soft, it cooks so easily. So he quotes the source. The Torah was aware of the source, yet the Torah just says that it's wrong. So if you take a look, the Beis Yosef says is bothered by this question, and he explains as follows: "Divrei Amasal v'Divrei Re'im." He said, "Let's read from v'Divrei Re'im. V'Divrei Re'im v'Smak Sum Kamkein Dargos Maimini V'Sham Avur Shlo Otsa Re'im El Litein Pasatok Lishenim Minadin." They understood that the Urayim didn't hold like this Meikud Adina. Shekasu Dika Trei Lishna B'melech L'chad Lishna Afil L'Kli Rishon Lo B'Shel L'Idach Lishna Afil L'Kli Sheni B'Shel V'Rishon Iker. So the first opinion says that Melach doesn't cook in a Kli Sheni. And the Iker is like that pshat. V'Hamachmer Sholos B'Kli Sheni Kos Man Shelosav O'Tavala Bracha. So there we say Hamachmer Tavala Bracha. Therefore he says, Ubazenis batel mashe tamar abenu lo masu b'klisheni gam mashe kasa ve'ena nire lo asu b'klisheni shetamu hu mishum de'melach kaimalon kalishna deshari. So explains the Beis Yosef very sharply. He says it's not that simply the Torah was saying that he was aware of that Gemara and he just says I think it's wrong. He points out that in regards to melach, There, most paskin, the melach doesn't cook in a kli sheni. So if that's so, then there's no gemara that says that anything cooks in a kli sheni. If you're not going to paskin like the Veya that says the melach cooks in a kli sheni, then there's no source. And that was what the Torah meant to say. When the Torah said, ve'enu nira lo'osu v'kli sheni, he means, because we're about to learn on Thursday, that really even melach doesn't cook in a kli sheni. So that's why. Pas also doesn't. That's the Beis Yosef's pshat. It's a nice pshat in the Torah. If you take a look, I think your edition probably has Chidushei Maharlach, Os Gimel, on the bottom. He points out, nearly, it could be that the Torah understood that way. So Maharlach says the pshat that we just said. The Maharlach says that that's going to be the pshat in the Torah, that when the Torah says we don't paskin that way, he means because we passed in like the day of walls that it's in Kli Rishon. Okay, Gishmak, just in terms of understanding what's going back and forth within these basic Rishon. Okay, of course, what we need to discuss now is how do we paskin and what is the scope of the chash of Kale Habishal. A very, very important topic. So let's take a look, of course, starting with the Lashon of the Mechaber. Says in the Chaber, Yesh Misha Omer, the Dover Shenefa O Nitzla, in Bishla Acherkach the Mashke, Yesh Bo Mishon Bishl. Va also li tein pas afil in Klishen She Yatzlevis Bo, Yesh Matinin. So number one, we have the Chumrah of Afia, subject to Bishl. And number two, there are some who Aser in Klisheni, the Yesh Matirin, and there are some who are Mekel, the Marathi B'Shem the Riva. And the Rama immediately adds v'yesh matirin b'kli sheni, and then he says v'yesh mekilin afilu kli rishon. Some say that maybe there is no din of bishul achar afia at all, but the minig is to be machmir v'nogu lizar lechatzil shalitim pasal kli sheni kol zman shayon soyelis bo. And the minig is to be machmir. Rav David Gottlieb, when many years ago we learned together, so he told me this that when you tell the seminary girls when they teach this halacha. So they get very happy and then they get very sad. When they learn this halacha, it goes, there are three different levels. First it goes like this. First, you tell them that they learn that there's an isser of putting the bread inside the soup. So, okay, so that's not such good news. Even in soup might be a problem. That will have to get involved with whether a ladle is considered a klisheni or a klishlishi. And that's what we're going to see. We'll also have to discuss within a klishlishi. Then, you tell them, but it's mutter when it comes to croutons. Croutons is mutter. That's good news. But you tell them why. Why? Because the croutons are deep fried. That's bad news. So halacha is that when it comes to croutons, so there it's not going to be subject to the din. When it comes to pas, so then we will be machmir, but croutons, we don't have to be machmir because croutons are deep fried. So then it's both mevushal as well as meufa. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. But all other foods that fall into the category of Kali Abishal are going to be a problem. Now, there's a seminal Chazanish over here, an extremely, extremely important Chazanish that takes a strong position on two different parts of the question of Kali Abishal. Right after you have the Urim, we're going to look in the Urim shortly, you have the Urim photocopied. But the Chazon Ish, first of all, he summarizes the sugya. Let's take a look at how the Chazon Ish summarizes the sugya. And then we'll see the Chazon Ish's two important points. In Simen Nun Beis, Sif Yud Ches, he summarizes the sugya. V'shulchan Aruch Mavur Pluxas Asmag V'atur B'litein Pas V'klishen She Yatzeledes Das Asmag V'asur Dem Mavur V'gemara. He quotes the Gemara. See, what we call the Urayim, he quotes in the name of the Smag. Avodava Rach, skipping a couple lines, Shnuchlis Pashon, Spashon, Klishen, Yeshbo, Vagamatur, Moda, Beikar Adover. Oh, very good. So here, it's Meduyak in the Chazon Ish, the way we said, the Torah agrees. The El is Svirle, the Enlanu Lachosh Bepas. He says we don't have to worry about it. In other words, in theory, there is such an idea of Kali Abishal, but you don't have to worry about it. The Kim Dolom and Sinu, the Gemara, Elo Melach. Ein lanu lachosh l'dvarim acherim. We shouldn't be choshesh for other things, except for those things that are mentioned in the Gemara. The Chazon Ish continues, summarizing Mishnah Berura. Because Mishnah Berura have come in days, Hashem Malkin from the Yishahachim b'chol davar shein etir v'vurim in the Gemara, that we could be makel all those things that are not explicit. Okay, that's the Chazon Ish in Yud Ches. At the end of Sivkatan Yud Ches, the Chazon Ish does talk about lemons, which right before the Dibur Maskul Ula Inyan. We'll leave that for another time. But right now we're going to focus on the paragraph Ula Inyan Kli Shlishi. Ula Inyan Kli Shlishi V'makum Shekli Sheni Aser V'gon Pasol B'tzalim V'das HaMachmir Kasa Mishnah Bura Shamak Prima Godin Mitzdade L'Hakka. So here we have an interesting question. Once something is Kali Adud Bishol, and therefore it's Aser and Kli Sheni, what does one say about Kli Shlishi? So there's a Mishnah Bura Mefurish. The Mishnah Berura appears in Sivkatan Mem Zayin, and he writes in the Barmasel Field of Klisheni, Ube Klishlishi, Mitzade da Prima Godim Lahakel. Prima Godim says that you could be Mako. The only the Chumrah of Kali Abishal only applies in Klisheni, or to be more precise, the Chumrah of the Uraim only applies in Klisheni, it does not apply in Klishlishi. Comes along with Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says, incorrect. V'lo matzinu mekar l'chiluk bein sheni l'shlishi. There's no source that differentiates between a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. And therefore, the halacha would be that it's aser, once it's kali abishal, then it's aser la'olam. Then it will be always aser in any type of dish, whether it's a kli sheni or a kli shlishi. I remember years ago, that I was told that Rav Soloveitchik was also of the same position. That if it qualifies as Kali Abishal, that's a big if, but if it qualifies as Kali Abishal, so then it's going to be Aser, Kli Shlishi, Kli Ravi, as well. Mayri Virabi Rav Nemensal also quotes it in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. On the bottom of page Kuflam, hey, Admorzal, Aser Kali Abishal, Afilik Kli Shlishi, Ukidas HaChazanish. So we're cornered over here into this chumrah. By the way, I just want to emphasize, of course, even though in the soup, you're going to then have a problem of putting the bread into the soup, even if the soup is a kli shlishi, but that will only be if it's yatso lettuce. So we already gave a list of different foods at what temperature it is. So then in such a case, according to the Chazon Ish, Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shlomo Zalman, one would not be allowed to put it even into a kli shlishi. Once it's kali abishal, it means it cooks easily, and then all the rules of the Fanos Mikaros will no longer apply. If you plug it into the svaras that we gave last week of the Fanos Mikaros, it actually works out quite nicely. The svaras that we gave work well. Okay. However, there is a kula over here in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish creates a big chumrah, and then the chumrah is about to explode. Because if you stop the Chazon Ish right there, so the Chazon Ish will basically saying, anytime you have a concern that something's Kali Abishal, then you can never put it into anything Yatzalezko, it doesn't matter whether it's Shlishi or Ravi. However, the Chazon Ish concludes the entire Simen, Umiu kivan she'enu ala chumra, b'mashe nagu, v'ala rov, period. He says it only applies to those things, mashe nagu. Those things, if the Yoreim and the Smad taught us that when it comes to pass, then you have such a concern, then you have to be machmir. But those things that we're not aware of, for example, if there was no tradition in regards to lemons, so then maybe there's room to be machmir in a kli sheni, but not for a kli shlishi. So we need a tradition that it's kali abishal. Without a tradition that's kali abishal, then one would not be machmir. Why? Because anyhow it's a chumrah. So since it's a chumrah, then we would be makel only on those things that we have a specific tradition for a chumrah. Then he points out, and in general, a kli shlishi doesn't reach yatzo lettuce. He also points out. By the way, this would work out well with Rav Shlomo Zalman, that had said in general that the only time things are really, really bishul is going to be in a kli rishon. It's not going to be in a kli sheni in general. So certainly, kli shlishi, then even if it's kali abishul, there will be room to be makel. But that I add in brackets. Okay, this is the Chazon Ish's statement. Now, Rabosai, the Chazon Ish did not have a Urim. If you take a look at the Urim, page Kuf Lamed Daled, so there, he introduces this Umrah, two lines from the bottom. Hilchah Yizar Adam. Therefore, says Urim, says, based on the Halacha Melach, that there's a Shita that's not in regards to Melach, Yizar Adam. Shaloi lahaknis b'shabes shum davar b'klisheni v'af b'klishishi she'yetz lesfog she'ein anu b'kim edvar mrakim v'kashim mihu mispash b'klisheni mihu she'ein mispash. So Rabosai, there's here, the Urim corroborates one statement of the Chazon Ish and rejects another assumption that the Chazon Ish makes. What's the statement that he corroborates? That Kalei Abishal will apply both the Klisheni as well as the Klishlishi, which is pretty amazing that Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish all came to the same conclusion on their own, some of them, without having the Urim himself. That's, in other words, I would have just assumed that it's also only the Klisheni, not the Klishlishi. But as I remember the first time I heard this Shita, I thought that was a tremendous Chiddush. But it turns out, now that we have the Urim, we see that their Chiddush is 100% correct. But on the other hand, it seems that the Urim does not agree with the Chazon Ish's Kula, where he limited it, and that he says that it only applies to those things at the minute. He says there are things that cook very easily, writes the Urim, and therefore on those things you have to be concerned. Doesn't sound like the Urim was limiting it to those things that the earlier Rishonim had said. And in fact, right after your Chazon Ish, that you don't have the name on the top, but you have the Chut Shani photocopy, and the Chut Shani Rav Nissim Karelz was a nephew of the Chazon Ish, and he goes so far as to say in Dibra Maskel Ibra, the Ilu Haya Maran Chazon Ish Roas Dibra Yireim in Mekorah Vaday Sheir Haya Choshesh Lahan. The Chazon Ish did not have a Yireim, and Rav Nissim Karelz said that the Chazon Ish would not have written what he wrote if he had the Yireim. So this is the Shita of Kalei Abishal from the perspective of the Chazon Ish. I'm going to leave the Mishnah Berurah Shita for the end. What the Mishnah Berurah Shita is for Kalei Abishal, I'm going to leave for the end. I'd like to share with you first, continuing the unique approach of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan's approach does deserve honorable mention. There's a lot that you could talk about the Aruch HaShulchan's Shita. I'll just make reference to you that the Or Sameach has a similar position to the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Mementzal is Ma'arik, a brilliant Chiddush, but it's not the standard Havana at all. So we'll see this, but do take a look at the Or Sameach, do take a look at Rav Mementzal, who's Ma'arik on it, that this Shita that we made reference to before is going to, the Aruch HaShulchan is going to play itself out also in Kalei Abishal, and it'll end up in a place that's definitely more lenient than the Chazon Ish, and even much more lenient, and even more lenient than the Mishnah Berurah as well. Yes, Adi?
I was just wondering about what the characteristics are of bread that make it easily cooked. Is the fact that, what are the characteristics of bread that make it easily cooked?
Because it's soft.
It's soft, or mm-hmm. The fact that it dissolves. I mean, if you have like toast, that doesn't constitute anymore.
Right. It could be that the harder the bread, then it's the less likely
it
would be.
It's not the fact that it like really mushes the second it goes in the tub.
I think it mushes more easily when it's softer than when it's harder. And that would affect it. But I would imagine most would say that it just takes a couple more minutes for the toast to end up to be like the bread, and that probably is within the span necessary for Bishul. But yes, I think that it's the softness, and it would cook it as well, but it would be slower. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan we mentioned has a fascinating Shita, a Shita that intrigues me very much. And his Shita is that when it comes to Bishul, there the only Isser of Bishul Min HaTorah is Bishul Al Ha'ur. It's on top of the fire. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan spells out, it's the next page in your booklet, it's in Sif Katan Chav Beis, he develops even earlier. Again, the Or Sameach also has a brilliant idea where he describes that a Kli Rishon is really a Tolada. In other words, the heat heated up the Kli, And then Kli Sheni will be a Tolada of a Tolada. And the Aruch HaShulchan claims that the Kli Rishon Shel Al Gabi Eish is going to be Derabanan. And therefore, in Sifkatan Chav Dalet, he points out, and Sifkatan Chav Hei, he points out that the Rambam would definitely not hold of the Shita of the Urayim. Because the whole concern of the Urayim is that you're going to have Bishul. You'll never have Bishul once the food is off the fire. And Doraisa, you only have Derabanan. But he points out that it is true that the Urayim does have a Chumrah. It's not like his understanding of the Rambam. But he believes that many, many would agree with Shita Sarambam. And therefore, in Sif Katan Mem Dalet, I just summarized for you, Sifim Ketanim Chav Beis through Chav Dalet. Therefore, in Sif Katan Mem Dalet, the Aruch HaShulchan writes the following. He defends in a custom that the Mishnah Berurah says beferish that is Aser, and that from the Taz. In Sif Katan Mem Dalet, about 7 lines in, he says, V'yesh Machmir there's some who say that not only is it bread, but also onions. We know that onions are sharp when they're raw, and when you cook them, their composition changes. And that happens even in Kli Shenis. So therefore, the Taz says that's aser to put a botzel in a Kli Sheni. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes this Taz and Paskins that way. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'chumra yiseiruhu, that this is an extra chumra. It's not correct. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan comes back to his Shita that it's at most going to be a Derabana, and he says, he brings rayas that in cases of Trumas, that we don't consider that onion cooks in a Kli Sheni. And he concludes that he's very, very sharp. The kol shekein nosam b'tzolim b'teler shu kli shlishi deles din v'las dayan. There's nobody in their right mind would say that's aser. V'ohavim zehu etzlam onik Shabbos. And the ones who do this, they're doing absolutely nothing wrong. They love onik Shabbos. V'amoneh mizem moneh me onik Shabbos. And those who hold them back from this are holding them back from onik Shabbos. V'chein aminik pashut. And of course, this is one of the scholarly Mar Mekomos, where the Aruch HaShulchan uses his analysis to justify the Minhag HaOlam, which you have a lot less in the Mishnah Berurah. One of the big Ovdim of our generation, who's no longer with us, was the Rav Itam Henkin Hashem Yikom Domo, who was killed Al Kiddush Hashem. He and his wife were killed Al Kiddush Hashem a few years ago. He is the great grandson of Rav Henkin Zatzal. They were driving on the road on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and they were ambushed by murderers and Arab terrorists and killed Al Kiddush Hashem. He had a sefer that was about to be printed. It was printed posthumously by his father, who was just nifter two weeks ago, Rav Yehuda Henkin. It was a sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, very, very well done. Rav Nevinsal liked it a lot. He writes a very warm Haskama for him. The name of the sefer is Eish Kodesh. Rabbi Tam deals with this sugya. And interestingly, he quotes in the beginning of his sefer that I never knew who it was. We discussed this after one of the shiurim, that there were rabbanim in America, and we'll go back to rabbanim in Europe, who always felt that when there's a machlokas Aruch HaShulchan Mishnah Berurah, you follow the Aruch HaShulchan and not the Mishnah Berurah. So I had heard this in the name of a few Rabbanim, but I had heard from a couple of contemporary Rabbanim. But he quotes in the name of his great-grandfather that his great-grandfather felt that way. And in his Sefer, many, many times, he justifies the Psakim of the Aruch HaShulchan. So he collects all the Shitos over here in regards to this Machlokas, between the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah. But over here, he says that even though his Gisha, he actually wrote his, and they printed also after he was killed at Kiddush Hashem, he wrote a doctoral thesis on the Aruch HaShulchan. It's very, very nicely done. One of the historically minded people in my shul gave it to me as a as a gift. It's very, very, very beautifully done. But here, Rav Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, writes that he can't be matzdik the Aruch HaShulchan. He says this Aruch HaShulchan is so, so mechudash, which is against Mevakesh Emes. At the end of the day, in general, he has a disposition to Aruch HaShulchan. But here he says it's very, very difficult, because this whole mahalach of the Aruch HaShulchan to say that the only time something is mevashel is when it's ala esh min haTorah, but if it's not mevashel, it's not mevashel shelo al yidei ha'esh, is very difficult from a basic halacha, and that is the halacha of Tolda Sa'ur. That the halacha of Tolda Sa'ur seems to indicate that you will have bishul d'oraisa. We learned last time that if you have a pot that was on the fire, it's mevashel. If you take it off the fire, it's also mevashel. It's Tolda Sa'ur. So the Egli Tal actually advances the same thing, but there are many achronim who advance the Aruch HaShulchan's theory. The Egli Tal advances it, the Ar Sameach advances it, so it's not a sheet that's in a vacuum. The Egli Tal gives a technical answer. He says that Tolda Sa'ur is going to be that it's not cooking on the fire, but it's next to the fire. In other words, the pot is still on the fire, but the food is not on top of the fire. So that would be an example of Tolda Sa'ur. That's what the Egli Tal writes. Rav Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, writes that if you read the Aruch HaShulchan carefully, you'll see that there are many instances the Aruch HaShulchan seems to reject that theory of the Egli Tal, and therefore he leaves off with the Tzarachim. So it turns out that this Aruch HaShulchan seems to be more generally L'Hagdol Torah L'Adira. We see that Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Chazon Ish, and we're going to about to discuss the Mishnah Berurah, were all machmir in regards to Kali HaBishul. And we saw that if you look in the Urim himself is choshesh when it comes to many foods as well for Kali HaBishul. That chumrah of the Nissan Karel is based on the Urim. I'm not sure how accepted that's become, because we saw that the Mishnah Berurah is makel when it comes to a kli shlishi. So to say that all foods, you have to be choshesh, that's mevashel, etc., that will come out a tremendous, tremendous chumrah. And I don't think that the Minigo Olam is to follow. Now, generally, what the Minigo Olam is often follows is, particularly the most of the Sfarim today, follows the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah. So what we need to analyze now is what exactly is the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah. So exhibit number one is what we saw in Sivkat HaMemches. In Sivkat HaMemches, he quotes the Shita of Memzayim. Quotes the Shita of Prima Gadim, that when it comes to the bread, you could already be makel on the kli shlishi. So he's ready more makel than the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah reveals a lot about his shita's abishal in a very famous sifkat and a very long one, sifkat and lamed tes. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah describes the making of tea on Shabbos. And there, he points out that you can't make tea by putting it in a kli sheni. He says, in my edition, it's the first white line, by the Sharet Siyim, Sifkotan Nun Zayin, B'kol Shekel Efim HaShibur V'Siv Zed V'Yeshvarim Rakim Kali HaBishul, Shemispashim Afilu Ba'adacham Mikli Sheni. He says that they're Kali HaBishul, and Kali HaBishul are going to be Asr B'Kli Sheni, as well as to pour from a kli sheni. Because Mir Tzah Hashem, we're going to learn that there's something called Irud. And if you pour from a kli rishon, it's mevashel. So too, pouring from a kli sheni is going to be problematic. And famously, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and he suggests making tea essence before Shabbos, and therefore one would get out of the concerns. Presumably, the Aruch HaShulchan made tea on Shabbos. Maybe he didn't make a kli sheni, but with a kli shlishi, he probably would have. I was told by Rav Simcha Lauer, who was a Talmud of Rav Arye Leibowitz, that Rav Arye Leibowitz said from Rav Shechter, it's already, should go near to Hashem, Rav Shechter should be able to come here quickly, just ask him to see after the Shmaya, but that he said that Rav Soloveitchik was makel even in the kli sheni, that he didn't consider tea Kali HaBishul altogether. But the Mishnah Berurah does consider Kali HaBishul, the Ad Kan Dvaro. Here, I have a running disagreement with Rav Arye Shlita, and that is, what is the Das of the Mishnah Berurah? So I taught, 3 or 4 years ago, I taught what I thought was the position of the Mishnah Berurah, and one of the guys told me that Rav Arye Leibowitz said differently, and then he wrote an email and to him, and he wrote an email back, and Rav Arye explained why he came to his conclusion. I thought that it wasn't that wasn't mukhrak. And that is, I think that there's a lot of room to argue that the Mishnah Berurah did not agree with the Chumrah of the Chazon Ish. That the Mishnah Berurah was not machmir in a kli shlishi, that he was only machmir in a kli sheni. And Rav Aryeh Shlita holds that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in a kli shlishi as well. What's the crux of our machlokas? Crux of our machlokas is that it's not mefurish in either direction. But both of us are being medayik, are making diukim in opposite directions. My diuk, and it's a diuk is not, my diuk, my first diuk is very weak. My second diuk is just a diuk of omission, and that's also not too strong, is as follows. My first diuk is that Sifkatan Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah makes, says beferish, that you can be made on a kli shlishi. So why is that not said and matched? Because there he's talking about pas. So maybe over there, maybe he's saying kli mekel because you have two chumras. There you have the chumra of yesh bishul acharfi, and then you have the chumra of kali abishul. So then maybe only there the Mishnah Berurah was mekel. But what happens if you have straight up kali abishul? Maybe he was machmer even kli shlishi. To that I respond that if you comb up and down, as far as I've seen, and please check it up. But everything that I've seen, I don't see the Mishnah Berurah ever being machmer in kli shlishi. When it comes to Kali Abishal, there's nowhere. He never says it. So if he doesn't say it, then it seems to me that that's a reason that the Mishnah Berurah was not Machmer. In other words, the Chazon Ish wrote that you have to be Machmer Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi. Now, again, you could argue what Rav Nissim Karelis said, that if the Mishnah Berurah had the Urayim, then he would have been Machmer also the Kli Shlishi. There is room to argue that. But now we're talking about the text, qua text, within Mishnah Berurah. Rav Aryeh Shlita says no. He says that if I was right, then the Mishnah Berurah would have said, make tea in a kli shlishi. Why did he say to make in the essence? He should have said, make in a kli shlishi. So my response to that is, because Mishnah Berurah was afraid, he was afraid that there are going to be people, the simplest thing is to give a solution to for people to make it make essence, and you could solve it. But does that mean in a case where it's impossible that he was machmer in a kli shlishi? I don't see that.
His argument's an argument from silence. It's a bit of a harder thing.
Right,
to say.
Right.
I'm going to give you one.
But my argument is a half an argument from silence, too. But.
Okay. So you can give another explanation. You can see, you know, people like messing around with three different Kalim.
Right. Along the lines. That's why I'm driving it.
Essence is it makes a lot of sense, I think.
Right. Okay. Okay. So that was. That Lefura is what emerges. Okay. Now, there is another issue that comes up in regards to the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. And that is that the Mishnah Berurah has, quotes, another Chumrah. He quotes the Chumrah clearly without endorsing it ad hasof, but everybody has to be aware of it. And the truth is, this Chumrah of the Chaye Adam has a very strong ripple effect. The Chaye Adam writes at the end of our sif, Kol Zman Sheyad Seledes Bo, excuse me, Mishnah Berurah writes, in Mem Ches, Ayin V'Chaye Adam Shekosa Be'echa Sheyad Nichavis Bo L'Kuli Alma Vashal Fi L'Kli Shin. And I photocopy the Chaye Adam for you, that the Chaye Adam says that this din of Kli Shin not Mevashal is only those things that are not piping hot. If it's steaming hot, so then he writes in Klal Chof, he writes that the Aluch is that you have to be Koshish. Of course, this Chaye Adam is a collector's item in that celebrated question of whether the din of Kli Sheni is a Metzius or is it a Halacha. It seems to be that the Chaye Adam is assuming that it's a Metzius, that if Ein Echrami, in general, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but if it's Mamish, really, really, Yad Nechavis, the hand will be burnt, so then in such a case, we would alter the Halacha. So this Chaye Adam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it seems like he's Koshish for it. Now, if you take a look, the Chaye Adam writes that he was ma'arich on this topic in his Sefer Chiburei Sharei Tzedek. It's mamash the top line in the Chaye Adam that I photocopied for you. I am the Chiburei Sharei Tzedek. So that Chibur is very, very hard to find. But I did find in the Chachmas Adam, by the way, now you can find it on Otzer HaChachma, but it wasn't, of course, in Bar Ilan. But I did find in the Sefer Chachmas Adam that in his Binas Adam, in the Halachos of Mitzvos Atzuyos Ba'aretz, there the Chachmas Adam really repeats what he writes in his Chiburai Sharei Tzedek, and there he points out, he has a Rambam, and there's a Rambam in Maaser Sheni in Maestros, excuse me, in Perek Yom Halacha Tezvav, that Kamat Mefurish says that if something's Yad Nechavis, then in such a case it's Mevashel in terms of being Koveh for Gmar Malacha and other things. So he has a Rambam that holds that way. And so therefore there are many who are Koshish for that. Mayri Rabbi Rav Nevensal points out that this Rambam is based on Yerushalmi, and he quotes this Yerushalmi. If you take a look at Os Tes and the Binas Adam over there, in the Chachmas Adam, Shar Mitzvah Sa'ar, Binas Adam, Os Tes, he quotes Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph, the Maestros. So Rav Nevensal learned that Sugya Maestros, and he comments and he says that the Chai Adam was making a certain assumption of how to read that Yerushalmi, and there are many other explanations to that Yerushalmi, and therefore Rav Nevensal wasn't convinced at all that this is a pircha on all those who don't have the din of Yad Nechavis. There's other ways to read Yerushalmi, and therefore it's not a Raya Alimta. I asked him, I had to call him today, so I asked him, does that mean when Rav Nevensal made the comment that he was saying you can be Makel and not follow the Chaya Adam, because his Raya is not strong in the other ways? He said no, that was not his intention. We're just saying, La'agdul Torah La'adira. You have to be very careful with Rav Nevensal, particularly Rav Nevensal's Ha'aris, that because they're very, very brief, sometimes, a lot of times I found that people assume that Rav Nevensal was saying the halacha l'maisa was this way, and when I went over, I asked him, so he said differently halacha l'maisa. I said, what about this? He said, that didn't mean that I was saying halacha l'maisa, you should be known like this. I was just pointing out like that. This is a great example. He was saying that even though Chayadim has this raya, so that doesn't necessarily mean that he was saying to follow that halacha l'maisa. Right, so that's in regards to the Chayadim shita. One more shita that you have to keep in mind, when basically what we've been doing today is a klisheni, it's rules and it's exceptions. So we've been discussing klisheni in terms of Kali Abishal, we saw a klisheni in terms of Yad Nechavis, and there's one more din of klisheni that people really, really forget about. And that's a beferish halacha, and by the way, in my mind, it's, Ravelli, this is the tip of this tips the scale to Bishal being Metzius, I think, and as opposed to a din. And that is, although Rebelli will have a good terrace, but I still, still think what I think. In Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Aleph, we have an important halacha, which, you know what, it might be nice, I'm not going to go through all the details, but it'd be nice to see it through the eyes of Beis Yosef. So open your Beis Yosefs in Shin Yud Ches Yud Aleph. We're going a little out of order because we're just doing klisheni today, klisheni and klishlishi. We're doing things a little bit out of order. So you have a Gemara, Mem Beis Amin Aleph, the Beis Yosef quotes, Tan Rabbanan, No Sein Adam Cham L'Tok Sodav Lo Tzon L'Tok Cham D'Rei Beis Shammai. A person could put hot water into cold, but not cold into hot. Because if you put the cold into hot, the hot is going to eat it. Beis Hillel Omer Bein Cham L'Tok Sodav Lo Tzon L'Tok Cham But Medvar Amurim Bekos. Beis Hillel says you could put them in, one will not be Mevashel the other. But if you're talking about a bath, so then chamin l'totzone, you could put hot into cold, v'lotzone l'tochan, you can't put cold into hot. Okay. Now, there's a lot of issues in pshat that come up in the sugya. Please work on it on your own. However, the Beis Yosef, in Dibur HaMasa L'Kosu HaTosas, points out that Tosas learns that this statement, that you're not allowed to put cold water into a hot bath, is talking about even a klisheni. Because it would be very hard in pshat, what exactly is the chiddush if we're talking about a kli rishon? A kli rishon is mevashel. What exactly is the chiddush here? So you have to differentiate between this, whether there's a lot of cold water, there's a little bit of cold water. So Tosas learns that the chiddush over here is klisheni. So therefore, according to Shitas Tosas, and that's how we're going to see is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, we have a source that says that when you have a bath, presumably, according to Tosas, the bath is very hot. There, right, a merchatz is much hotter than the water that we drink. There, even if it's a cliche, we're going to have to be machmir. Zok de heli v'shulchan aruch, shin yud ches yud aleph, ambati shel merchatz shimalei mayim chamin, ein osel mayim tzonin. So heli v'shulchan aruch says that you're not allowed to put in cold water. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Comes along the Ramah, and he says, va'afal pishi klisheni, even if it's a cliche, even if it's a cliche, it's going to be awesome. Why? The cliche is mevashel. So then, in such a case, we see that even if the rule of kli rishon, cliche doesn't apply, it's not absolute, it's not definitive. It depends on the mitzius. It depends on what the mitzius is. If the mitzius is that is very hot, then ein hachanami, it's going to be mevashel. So again, Kali Abishal corroborate this din that it's dependent on the mitzius, and we have the Chochmas Adam that says it depends on the mitzius, and you have the Chayyadim in Arachayim, and you have this halacha of Ambati, according to the Ramah, which quotes the Bali Tosfos, the Rosh of the Tor, that say that it's going to be mevashel. And therefore, when you take a look in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, when it's talking about that a Kli Sheni, by the way, this is even by Mayim. Mayim is not Kali Abishal. Mayim, the Gemara generally says, is not mevashel in a Kli Sheni. Mayim and Shemin are not Mevashel and Kli Sheni. So clearly this is not only a din of Kali Abishal, this is another din called not Yad Nechavis, that was the Chumra of the Chayyadim, but called the din of Ambati. So if you take a look, the Rav Neuver Tzatzal in Ha'ara Kuf Nun Gimel at the end of your booklet goes through the whole sugya this way. After he says that in general Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, he points out that there are two dissenting views. Aside from what he discusses in the body of his Sefer about Kali Abishal, he also points out that there is A, the Shita of the Chai Adam that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, and two, is he makes reference to our halacha of Ambati. And this was the approach of the great Lubavitcher Chassid, the Ktsois HaShulchan. Ktsois HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Noah. So he writes, if you take a look at the half, three quarters of the way through Nun Gimel, Vayim Ktsois HaShulchan, Shuhu Mazbir. Did I say Ktsois HaChoshen? And then say Ktsois HaShulchan, Shuhu Mazbir, B'cham in Harbe, B'klisheni, Mikoach Dindam Bati. So he doesn't say it. There is a little bit of a tension between the Mishnah Berurah and the Ktsos HaShulchan, he says not al Yad Nechavis, but rather he says it's based on the idea of Ambati. And as Ambati shows us that if something's steaming hot, so then in such a case you would have to be machmir. It's not a new category of Yad Nechavis. It's really an extension of Ambati. By the way, Eli could be docha this Ryan. He could say that it's that in Ambati it's a derech to cook even in a Kli Sheni. The problem is that you have Rebbe who said tul b'kli sheni. So the question is, where was Rebbe putting it in? Was he putting it in the merchatz? Was he putting it into another kli? So that you would have to say that chiddush according to Eli's mahalach that Ambati is a derech to cook inside. I'm not exactly convinced. It seems to me that it's pushing more and more in the direction of mitzius. So therefore, it would seem to be bottom line that A, of course, one has to be concerned with Kali Abishal. As far as the scope of the concern of Kali Abishal, there we have clearly the Aruch HaShulchan says that it doesn't go past Kli Sheni when it comes to at least onions. He says it doesn't go past it. It sounds like for all things. The Chazon Ish says that it does. The Chazon Ish says it only applies to those things that are mefurish in Chazal. However, if one looks in the... And Chazal would include even the Rishonim. However, if one looks in the Yireim is quite machmir, as Rav Nissim Karelitz points out. He says, A, not only does it apply to Kli Sheni, it also applies to Kli Shlishi, and it applies to all things that you have to be choshesh for. We'll get back in regards to lemons, where that falls. Within the Mishnah Berurah, I thought that there's a lot of room to argue the Mishnah Berurah is only machmir for Kali Abishal within Kli Sheni, not in Kli Shlishi. Nevertheless, we also have two other chumras. One is the chumra of the Chaya Adam of Yad Nechavis Bo, and number two, really, it's just two sides of the same coin, is to recognize that there is a din of Ambati, and that Ambati defies the rule of Kli Sheni according to Bali Tosfos. It might be a machlokas mechaber Ramah. That would be an interesting way to go, to say that it's a machlokas mechaber and Ramah, that the Ramah is machmir, while the mechaber is Meiko. That's what comes out from Ambati. And finally, just to broaden it to Hilchos Tarugos, I photocopied for you that there is a... Just one second. There is in Simin Kuf Hei, Siv Beis, there are two deos in the Mechaber in Yoreder. This will get you a little bit ready for next year and the intersection between Hilchos Shabbos and Isser Heter. So the Mechaber in Kuf Hei Beis. See, I'm assuming everybody's sticking around for another year. So the Mechaber over there in Kuf Hei Beis says as follows. He says that a kli sheni has the koach to be maflit umavliya. That kli sheni has the ability, heat conducts iser, and he says has the ability to be maflit umavliya. Now, by the way, he uses the term maflit umavliya as opposed to bishul. Because bishul, for example, now for me would be if you put basar b'chalav, the basar b'chalav cooks in a kli rishon, but the pashas, even the mechaber, wouldn't say that it cooks to be over the iser of bishul. But it's maflit umavliya in the sense that it would conduct the iser. It would bring the iser from one place to the next. Now, the Be'er Agra comes along. That who's the second opinion? Yeshom, it's maflit umavliya. It's a Rajba in the Torah Zabayis. The Be'er is a long Be'er Agra that I photocopied for you in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, where the Be'er Agra goes on and on and on and shows why he thinks that the Rajba is wrong. So the Be'er Agra is quite clear that he understands that not only is it not Mevashel, it's not even Maflit or Mavliya. So this Be'er Agra is an important Ma'ar Makom when discussing Kli Sheni. Now the Chaye Adam's, one of the Chaye Adam's children was married to one of the Gra's grandchildren, I think within the Gra's own lifetime. So here you have Machlekes Mechutanim between the Chaye Adam and the Gra. It's an interesting question. How do you, in other words, could you fit back the sheet of the Chayyad of Yad Nechavis with the Gra, or ultimately they are disagreeing? I leave that up open as a question. Because again, the Gra was talking about Machlut and Mavliya, wasn't talking about Bishul, but Lechur Tzakal V'chomer. If he said it by Machlut and Mavliya, certainly he would say it in regards to Bishul, unless he's not talking about something that's Yad Nechavis. That would be the what one needs to say. But one would have again expected the Gra to have had this Havana. What seems to be breaking down, here I speculate aloud with you, what seems to be breaking down is that the Mechaber seems to be, in general, of the opinion, and we saw this in the Beis Yosef, Kli Rishon is absolute, that's Mevashel, Kli Sheni is absolute, that's not Mevashel, and then we have all these exceptions. We have a Ramah introducing an exception, a Chaye Adam that's introducing an exception, and it might be the Mechaber Lushitasso in all these different places, that the Mechaber did not have the Shita of Ambati that as a cliche is Mevashel, it's only Kli Rishon. Mechaber the Beis Yosef doesn't have that, but the Ramah introduces it, and the above-mentioned Shitas introduce it as well. Mirtze Hashem, next time we will pick up with the sugya of Melach and sugar and so on. These are a fascinating sugyas in regards to Bishul on these things, as well as those things that start off as solids and then become liquids. We know a solid is not mevashel. What happens if something eventually turns to a liquid? So then do we say yesh bishul achar bishul on those items, similar to instant coffee and so on? Mirtza Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time. Yes, Tyler?
Is dinam ambati l'machner by klisheni? That's only if it's only the rachitza, no?
Because it's so hot.
The din that all Bambati is only shaykh by rechitza because it's so hot, meaning that din wouldn't extend to any food related.
So Sashulchan, that's why I read for you in the Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa. And again, in footnote Kuf Nun Gimel, he says, Vayim so Sashulchan, Shumazbir, Bicham in Harbe Beklusheni, Mikoch Dindam Bati. It sounds like, I did not look up the Sosa Shulchan, but it sounds like he's quoting that the Sosa Shulchan says that if you have something that that is real, that is quite, quite hot, then you have to be machmir b'teira sambati.
The Gemara is not hashmat like that, though.
Because the Gemara is machmir in seifel and abati.
Kos
seifel and abati. Right.
It seems like there's a xera on either pizza or
the Tzai Shulchan would say like this. Tzai Shulchan would say that a kais was let's say 90 degrees. A seifel was 95 degrees. Abati was 105 degrees. So that's what generally was. Belu Yitzuyar, in your kos, you had 105 degrees, then you would have to be machmir. The Beis Yosef might not say that. The Beis Yosef might say, even if it's 105 degrees, you don't have to be machmir.
It's really depending on, going back to the original discussion of
Bishul. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Most definitely gets back to that original question. Yes?
Tosos, reading the Ambati case, I had to say Defanos or not Makaros, right?
Tosos, well, I would formulate it a little differently. Could be the premise of your question is Lashita Seinen. That I would formulate it a little differently. I would formulate it like this. I would formulate, even if we say Defanos Makaros, even if it's Defanos Makaros, but when it's so hot, the phenomenon of Defanos Makaros is not important, it's insignificant. Okay. Right, which you would probably formulate a little differently.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, Tosafot had to say it's not defined as a mitzvah. I mean, Kodam saying had to say it's not defined as a karos in this situation.
Right, the question would be,
why?
The final sarma.
Right.
But I would suggest that you should give a different answer. I would suggest that the answer you should give is that that's called in an abati the cliche, which might be a good answer, might help you. Good, give out the chevra.
All right, either hang a saber is.